Ampi Kutsir, one of those people who, even though I never met them, I feel I know them well through their life, through their actions, through their writings, and through the stories I have been told about them by the people who knew them and knew them well. And he has passed away at the age of 81 in a hospital in Paarl. Retired professor of literature at the University of the Western Cape. He taught Afrikaans poetry for many, many years. He was a publisher, and he started something called Taurus Publishers with a couple of other colleagues in 1975. And the first manuscript he published under that imprint was André Brunk's Oomblik en Event, which at the time was both commercially and politically courageous. And Taurus Publishers continued to publish for 15 years manuscripts that would have been banned under the apartheid government because of the Publications Act. Founding member of the Breitenbach Center in Wellington, Professor Hein Willemser joins us now. Literary critic, activist and author, currently serving as a professor in the Department of Afrikaans at the University of Pretoria. Hein, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I always feel slightly guilty about these kinds of conversations because you and I are going to talk for 7-8 minutes about a life which was lived and lived with enormous integrity and joy for 81 years.
Yes, indeed, indeed. You know, Ampi came from a working class background. And in that period, often spoke about it. I think it's sensitizing to the kind of problems that we have in South Africa. His own privileged position later on as a white man, a white Afrikaner man, in literary studies, and how that influenced him to understand what the broader South Africa was about, you know. And so his whole career centered around issues of the role and place of Africa, of literature, Afrikaans literature particularly, within the broader South African environment. So in that sense, Ampi played a central role in I think, sensitizing especially younger scholars to the value of literary studies, a particular kind of literary studies.
And he came from a generation, and that generation is unfortunately being lost to us one by one. Brayton Breitenbach is still with us, but not too many. That group of people who started to think about Afrikaans, who started to think and write and teach about South Africa in the 60s, the Sestigers and going on, André Brunk, all of those. And perhaps in contemporary life, we look back on them with perhaps not enough recognition of the courage and that they showed of the time in which they were working.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, we take a lot of the kind of courage that you're talking about for granted. The sense that I got from Ampi was a deep belief that there's an alternative way of looking at his own history. You know, he grew up as within the Afrikaner nationalist environment, and he at one point took a distance from that, and he became anti-nationalist, quite fiercely anti-nationalist. He became a Marxist scholar. He was an atheist. All of that was counter to what a whole history of Afrikaner intellectuals before him taught him. And in that sense, he created an alternative view of what an Afrikaner can be and how you can live your life in South Africa in an alternative way, in a different way. Being anti-nationalist was not an easy thing to do. And that whole generation of Sestiger writers, Sestiger critics, people like Ampi, started out, if you look at his own career as a publishing academic, he started out fairly traditionally and orthodox in his own writing, and around about 75 changed to a more critical perspective of Afrikaans literature and its insertion within the broader environment within South Africa. And later on, his own writing became quite strongly characterized by critical thinking about the relationship between poetry and society, an alternative literary history to the one that was taught in universities and schools. The two of us, contributed or compiled a text on alternative poetry in Afrikaans and South African writing. And Amphi became internationally well known. I mean, he was invited to various universities overseas, and he contributed internationally to the kind of international scholarship on Afrikaans literature. In fact, while he was still a teacher at UWC, he was regarded as one of the foremost Afrikaans literary critics. So in that sense, the sense of an alternative view on the history of Afrikaans culture was very much the doing of that particular generation and singular individuals that contributed to changing the kind of perspective that one may have on the relationship between Afrikaans literature, Afrikaans nationalism, and the broader South African situation.
Professor Hein Willemse, thank you very much indeed. A short tribute to a long and rich life. Hein Willemse is a literary critic, activist and author, a professor in the Department of Afrikaans at the University of Pretoria.